You know what? I'm here to remind you that you are beautiful. Did you know that? You are so beautiful, wonderful. And you have in you that which is shining back at me, and I'm loving it this morning. I'm loving it. You know, each of us are here by divine appointment. We're drawn here. Together, our consciousness is lifted up, and we're in one accord with one another. This service would be very different if just one of you hadn't showed up this morning. But you're here, and I'm here to once again remind you, you are great, and you are beautiful, and I see your light. What's that they say now? I see you. I see you this morning. So this morning, thank you, Lewis, for that video. You know, that's perfect. I watched a little bit of it, but I didn't watch the whole thing. And that first video Michael got, oh my God, he was up at the regional conference I just went to. You think that was dynamic. You should hear him and see him in person. Boy, I tell you, he probably wears a piano out. He probably has to purchase one every so often because he can play a piano. Yeah. Well, today we're going to talk about, we're explorers. Did you know that? We are explorers. And the ground and the territory that we're exploring is not out here, but it's in here. You know, for when I first came into Unity, it was a totally new concept that there was stuff in me that was important other than a heart and liver and, you know, all that other good stuff, that there was something in me that was eternal, something in me that supported everything, even that heart and liver and whatever else is in there. And that's that Spirit of God. You know, we're not always in awareness of it. There are those out here, and you know who they are. They're those out here that don't know who they are. And that's why things happen. But when you begin to know who you are, you become aware that what you do affects everyone, because what? We're all one in another. I like the way I said it in the class the other night. There's an eachness in all of us, an eachness that is part of the whole. And what's that whole? That whole spirit is God. We live and move and have our being in the spirit, in all that is in that realm. Doesn't that make you feel good? I know I'm pumped up here. Probably partly because of the discussion group we had this morning. But God said to Moses, I am that I am. And so when Moses said, well, who should I say? I mean, I don't know. And he said, tell them I am sent you to them. I am is God's name. And as children of God, it is our inheritance. Did you know that? That you inherited all this good stuff that's within you? Power, love, peace. Anything you need is in there. If you get up tired, zeal and zest is in there. If you need to know what to do about some situation, wisdom is in there. Because I am sit, all this, and we're connected. So we can proclaim just as Moses on that mountaintop, I am that I am. We are one with all that that represents. Have you made that discovery yet? And you know, I would bet all of you in here have made that discovery. Otherwise, you wouldn't be drawn back week after week. You wouldn't be drawn to the classes. Life would just be ho-hum. But we get curious and excited about ourselves. The more we learn, the more we go out here and practice. Oh my gosh, I can tell you some stories, but I'm going to save them. Or I'll never get through my lesson. So, if you made that discovery, then guess what? This is your happy real birthday, because you are experiencing an awakening. You're experiencing a new birth. You're a new creature in Christ because your eyes are wide open and you can go forth. And I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to stand here and tell you nothing is going to happen to you, but whatever happens, you have in you what it takes to make it through. True for you? Huh? No? Well, wait, I better get, well, let me get into this a little deeper then. Eric Butterworth tells of an old Hindu legend. And in this legend, all men were gods and women. Everyone was gods at that time. But they abused the power so that the chief god decided to take away their divinity and hide it. So they called a council meeting, and all the council members got together. It was a big group discussion. And one said, I know, we can bury it deep in the earth. We can take the divinity and just dig and bury. And they said, no, because they'll just dig up the earth and dig it up and have it again to abuse it again. And then one said, well, I know, we can sink it in the ocean. For no man will dive that deep. And another said, yes, they will. They'll dive in there, they'll search, they'll find it. And then another said, we can take it to the mountaintop and hide it there. And the chief said, no, man will someday climb the top of every mountain and find it hidden there. And that's true, isn't it? Haven't they climbed about every mountain there is to climb? Mount Everest and this and that and even the volcano. And one said, I know. And the chief said, no, I know. Here's what we'll do with man's divinity. We'll take it and we'll bury it deep within himself, for he'll never think to look for it there. And there's some truth in that, isn't it? How many grew up thinking that in them was that spark of God, was that spark of divinity, that the Christ was in them? I didn't put my hand down. I grew up thinking I was worm of the earth or whatever they say in that setting. I grew up thinking that there were things that I would never be able to do. I grew up thinking that I had to be worthy. But no one ever told me what I needed to do to be worthy. Everything was out here. Nothing was about having a clean heart. Nothing was about that. So we search everywhere, don't we? Before this, you remember your pre-unity days where you searched everywhere. I have a lot of books, but now I know the books isn't where God is. But the books can stir my interest. It's still good to have the books. I've gone to many a sermon, but I've learned that the sermon is not where God is. We search so many places outside ourselves, and guess what? It's right there. When you begin to come into the awareness that it is in you, you begin to feel a stirring deep within you, don't you? You begin to feel that energy. Just sit sometimes and just hold the word, God is energy in me, and see how that makes you feel. I'm up here about to leap out of my body right now because my body is responding to me saying these things. I am the energy. I am the presence of God in expression out here in this earth plane. Wow. Did you know that was in you? Well, like I said, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you this morning. I'm here to put you on an expedition. You know, get to searching deep within yourself. I can't put it in you. No one can put it in you. I know I've gone to churches where they've tried to put it in me. Have anyone ever attended a church like that where they, get the Holy Ghost? You know, that's okay if that's where you're at. Don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing. But what I'm saying is once I discovered that my true identity is in here, oh, how much better it is. Because, you know, Jesus said it's at hand. Anything I've needed, if I sit down and get focused and take that deep breath, guess what? An answer will come. A way to go will come. Maybe not in that instant, but you will begin to receive messages that will put you in the right place at the right time for this human experience that you may need to go through. When Jesus was talking to his disciples, I always bring up this because I like this parable. And you know, we know Jesus Christ is our way shower. And he knew all this thousands of years ago. Jesus discovered the secret, and we're beginning to discover it. Jesus was talking to the disciples. He was really talking about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is that realm of divine ideas. Anything that is anything is an idea in that sphere, in that realm, in that ethers. Now, I'm not saying it's a place you go to. You know what? The kingdom of heaven is in here. It's not an outside place. He was telling his disciples about the kingdom of heaven, and he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls who, when he found one pearl of great price, he went and sold everything else he had and bought that pearl. When we discover our spiritual connection, our lives are transformed. When we develop a curiosity for more, we experience that rush of divine energy. When we experience that rush, what happens? You're willing, you're making a choice to let go of all that other stuff. I used to hear some ministers say, let go of that stinking thinking. You're willing to let go of some of the things you used to do. It's not that you can't have fun. I used to think, well, I'll wait till I'm old to get spiritual because I want to still have fun. I didn't know you have more fun when you know who you are. When you know who you are. Because what happens? You don't do things in excess anymore. You begin to realize that in order to live this life, you let go of the stuff that's blocking you from your good, that's holding you back, that's making you build up a resistance. I like this set of scriptures too. It says, lay up for yourselves treasures. Lay not up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust will corrupt and where thieves will break in and steal. And we do that, don't we? We get all this stuff and then we worry about, oh, my car. Maybe I shouldn't park over there because that's not, you know. We begin to worry and fuss and fume. And if someone puts one little scratch on it, oh, my gosh. We're laying up treasures that are going to scratch, that are going to rust, that other people are going to want. But guess what? If you lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, and that's not the physical place, heaven is that idea realm within you. Neither moth nor dust can corrupt, and thieves do not break through nor steal. Now I know that scripture, but you know, sometimes we give the thieves the opportunity because we listen to what they're saying out here that may be negative. We give our power away. We buy into it. We say, oh, well, you know, that's right. Is it? Begin to think, is that right? Is it right to hate someone just because they're a different color? Or just because their hair is dyed red? I was with a friend the other day, and she said, oh my God, these people with purple hair. What is that to you? Look through the appearance to the true person, and they're beautiful in my eyes. I didn't say that out loud, but yes, I made a judgment. But it was a good judgment because I thought, we're connected. I'm one with that person. What I say or do to them, I say and do to myself. There's no separation. There's no separation. So we want to lay up for ourselves treasures where no moth or rust or corrupt or where thieves cannot break in and steal it, for where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. If you keep your heart open and receptive, if you keep your heart knowing that you're showing up as love, as you're showing up as peace, as that you're showing up as wisdom, then you'll begin to know what it means to say, I am that I am. Because I am the presence, invisibility, right here, what you're looking at. And you are too. I don't have a monopoly on it. You are too. When you come into the awareness that it's in you, it grows and expands. And others begin to see. Because you meet heart to heart, Christ to Christ. What we say, I behold the Christ in you. Yes. Once you make that discovery, You'll be able to say, like the psalmist said, once you discover that I am is within you, wanting to express through you, then you'll know nowhere you can go that you will be separated. You're connected, you're one. And whenever you feel those feelings of separation begin to creep in, take a deep breath, get centered, and know there's nowhere I can be where God is not. Nowhere I can be. And we can say like the psalmist, where shall I go from your spirit, dear God? Where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. And if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me, because you are there. You believe it this morning? I do. That's my truth. There's nowhere where that spirit is not. Yes, life is going to happen. But I know in me I have that which can help me move through this experience called human existence. And that I love. Let us pray. Because that's how we connect. You know, if you don't take time to get in the quiet, Jesus said, come ye apart a while. You take time during the day, even if it's in the car and you're at a, not a short stoplight, but a long stoplight. Just think about the greatness that is within you. Just take that deep breath and know that in me is beauty, in me is life, in me is love. So take that deep breath and hold it a moment, and as you release it, just feel all that stuff that got you here this morning flow off and drift off. Because it's just that stuff. You and I, we are spiritual beings. The Christ that resided in Jesus is the same Christ that is within us. And when we come into the awareness of it, then we step into our power. So breathing in and breathing out, give yourself permission to let go. This is a safe environment. We know that the presence of the Lord is in this place. We know Spirit is moving and touching and healing. Breathing in and breathing out, we feel the healing power of the Spirit. And as we are in this inward journey, we come to a point where the light is so bright, it's beckoning us to step over the threshold of our inner chamber and let that light enfold and surround and uplift you. Breathing in and breathing out, taking a moment to rest in the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we take a moment and give thanks. We give thanks for the presence and power of Spirit. We give thanks for coming into the awareness of the greatness that is within us. We give thanks for waking up this morning and being able to think right thoughts and to be able to move our bodies. We give thanks for life that is within us. And so as we emerge and prepare to leave the doors of this chapel, we do so knowing that Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." And when we step out and let the presence and power of God move through us, we know, "I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world." Say it softly with me. I am the light of the world. Feel the vibrations of those words moving through you. I am the light of the world. And your light shall so shine that those around and about will know who you are. I am that I am. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the awareness of this truth. We thank you for knowing who we are. We thank you for being able to proclaim our truth openly and for the world to see. We are so grateful, and we thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ, moving in and throughout all creation. And it is so. Let us affirm together the prayer given to us by Jesus Christ. Together. Be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive others. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the forever. Amen.